Kayak Fishing Radio, Double L Edition. Hope everyone's doing well tonight. Chat room's still coming in, so everybody, take a few minutes here, let everybody adjust. For all you guests in there, if you want, you can log in with either your Facebook or Twitter account, and then you'll be able to interact in the chat room. Everybody who's downloaded on a podcast later on, thank you for downloading. And just so everybody's aware, don't forget that now you can get Kayak Fishing Radio any time of the day, anywhere that your phone is working as a signal, I guess. So you can get an app either through the Android apps or Apple Store. So no excuses to miss any one of the weekly, nightly shows. So go check out wherever you get your phone information from, like I said, Android app or the iTunes.
And I just put up the direct link to our show on Facebook, on our personal pages, and on Kayak Fishing Radio under the...
Well, you must be a mind reader because somebody... Oh, Joe Mancini, yeah, Speckled Trout Joe just asked for you to do it, and you did it before he could ask, so... Yeah, I'm really sorry. We apologize for people who have trouble getting in the show. I have no control over that server and how all that works. I don't know what's going on there. It's been an ongoing problem here, and hopefully somebody will get it resolved sooner or later. But
Aaron,
keep trying.
Our last two digits are 7-6.
I don't know.
Kayak Fishing Radio, you're live on the air. Who do we have?
Hey, Double L.
Yes?
You hear me? Hey, it's Rob.
There we go. That's the other one.
All right. Very cool. Well, we got both of our guests in the on live, so we'll get to them shortly. Let's see what else I got to cover here. So I'm going to try something new for the next couple of weeks, especially for us local anglers. We're getting ready to start fishing again, basically, here in the Tidewater, mid-Atlantic area. Unlike our southern brothers down in Florida and other places in the country, we have what we call winter. So we're hopefully getting over that. Mother Nature played an evil trick on us this past few days. We've had nice warm weather, but it's about to change again. But we're not far from consistent weather patterns, I hope. So we're going to try to get people ready, try to get some questions answered, get you kind of geared up to get back on the water. Over the next couple of weeks, we're just going to hit on all kind of different topics of those natures like that, just to get you excited and get you ready to get back out on the water and start talking about the few species that are coming back in here early. Like everybody knows, what happens usually first in the cycle of our migrating fish and gear questions and all kind of stuff. So if there's anything out there anybody like to cover or anything you'd like to talk about, and shoot us a private message or send me an email, whatever you want. Just write it on the Facebook wall, however you want, but we're going to cover all that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm getting excited, especially after going to Florida two times in the last, whatever, it's been now a couple weeks. I'm ready to fish, ready to get back on the water. So time to get geared up for it. And tonight we're going to talk about picture taking and video and all that stuff. We got two great guests on tonight, guys from Yaktastic Videos. If you don't know what Yaktastic Videos are, the Yaktastic Adventures on Facebook. We're just talking to one of the two Robs before the show started, and they're at 308 now, so we'll share a link. If you're not familiar, go check them out on Facebook. They just finished up the last boondoggle video and put it out, and we'll share that tonight, too, once we get to that here in a few minutes. So, and if you have any questions or anything you'd like to ask, now's the time to get them together. So once we get the Rob and Rob on, we're going to have to get nicknames for both of them because we're going to be stepping all over. Anyway, so what else we got going on? We got a fishing report. I'm sorry I missed Phil's fishing report last week from North Carolina, so I'm going to get to that right at the top of the show so I won't miss it. So, Bill Ruckert from Get Outdoors,
I think so,
sends us our weekly North Carolina report. Let's see what we got going on. Piedmont freshwater, along with the rise in water temperatures, Phil says the largemouth bass fight is getting better by the week. Female bass are also starting to stage around bedding areas and are eager to slurp up a jig and a pig. There we go with those crazy freshwater terms. Another creature bait works slowly on the bottom, also rigging lightweight creature baits and allowing them to flutter down off and near staging gear. What is all that noise?
Sorry.
Was that us? Well, I didn't know where it was coming from. Then on the inshore coastal side, Phillips says, a near 50-inch striped bass was landed in the Pamlico River last week. Big bass in the river. We can only hope that this will be a positive sign for their annual run at the Pamlico and Roanoke Rivers. It says here that the shad are already being caught at the Weldon launch, so it shouldn't be too much longer until the bass show up. Speckled trout from 14 inches to 20 inches are being found in numbers along the Neuse River and in creeks as well as puppy drum. The bulk of the specks are being found in 5 to 11 foot of water and are fighting suspended jerk baits very well. So once again, thank you, Philip, and everybody over at Get Outdoors for your report. And kayaksmachinenorthcarolina.com is where you can get directly to Philip. All right. Well, we should have some bites like that. Actually, our shad bite should be starting probably in another, I guess it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks away. When's that shad tournament, Chris?
April 13th.
April
13th. April
13th. April 13th. One of our good, loyal listeners who's not with us tonight, he had something else to do, Tom Mattel. I think this is his second year. But anybody in the area here that's interested in going and fishing for shad, Tom is running a charity tournament for, what is it, MS, right, honey?
MS.
Yeah, the MS Shad Shootout. It's going to be on the James River, April 13th, like Chris just said, and it's actually a shad and catfish tournament. So you can get more information. I believe he has a web post. I'll try to find it. Does he have a Facebook page?
I've got the Facebook right now.
Man, you are on top of it tonight. So, anyway, good times. Chris and I were unable to attend last year, but we did go to the party afterwards. And that was a good time, so that's worth it right there. But anyway, good events. If anybody's not shad fished before, they're a lot of fun. Light tackle, four-man starfish, some people call them. You can do it on the fly, too. It's a lot of fun. Little shad darts on light spinning gear.
Of course, before then, on March 23rd.
Oh, yeah, I was getting to that. I was just talking about shad. But go ahead. You can tell them.
No, you tell them. I know Joe is waiting for it, dying for you to promote his event. So you do it.
Yeah, Joe. I saw the Sparky reference, too.
Hey, Joe, is that meatballs with or without the sauce?
Yeah. So on the 23rd, of this month, TKA is having their monthly meeting at Appomattox River Company in Hampton. Yours truly is going to be doing a Kayak 101 seminar. And then I guess we're also having a, what is it, honey? It's a meatball contest.
Yep,
a meatball taste. Wow, none of that sounds good. A meatball contest. So bring your best meatball dish, and I guess they're going to judge a winner. Like Chris said, is that meatballs with or without the sauce?
Yeah, is that meatballs? Is it just plain old meatballs? Or is it meatballs with sauce? Is it meatballs
with meatball.
The dip? It's a meatball. Well, what is it?
That's a tasty meatball right there. That's what that is.
Yeah, I guess people get to vote on it and stuff. Deer balls. No, meatballs. Well, I guess...
Well, you can use whatever.
Yeah, you can... Sauce makes the meatball. That's not necessarily true, Joe. Duck balls, that would be great. Any kind of meat.
Okay, we better stop this now because I know this crowd. And but anyway, yeah, so March 23rd, Appomattox River Company in Hampton. The time is 5 o'clock on Saturday until, and I believe that Vic and the gang over there at Appomattox are also going to be doing some discounts on some items in the store. I don't believe everything, so don't come up there and think you're going to get a great deal on a brand new kayak. But I think they are doing some discounts for other things. Is that right, Joe? I know you're in there, Joe. Listen, put up something in the chat room.
I don't think he's
saying
against food. No, no tofu bowl. Tofu is not meat.
Tofu.
Ew.
All right, what else we got? Well, if you're, I guess where we're backtracking through events coming up, if you already aren't on your way, you better get in the truck and start driving. But tomorrow kicks off the KBF Bass Invitational in South Carolina, so hopefully we'll be getting some good intel over the week and the weekend and see how the guys are doing down there. Looks like Chad had a good old 200 or so, I think I saw going now. So hopefully some people will be getting back to us and letting us know what's going on. And by Tuesday of next week's show, we'll be able to give everybody the results. So, like I said, if you were going to fish it, you better get moving because tomorrow is the day. But anyway, I guess tomorrow is the day for the beginning. Some of the invitational, the past winners, I think, can start fishing later. But anyway, this weekend, good luck to everybody out there if you're listening tonight. And they are fishing in the KBF Invitational.
We should give a special shout-out to Elizabeth Saylor, who at this point is the only woman fishing it.
That's right, Elizabeth.
Go, Elizabeth, knock them dead.
Uh-oh, cake.
No,
they changed the mood. They changed the mood to cake. All right, what else do I got? Anything else before we get to our guest? I think we about covered all the upcoming events. I know. I think there's anything else.
Saturday is the POL meeting. There's also going to be a cookie booth if you want to hit it from 4 to 6 p.m. at the 7-Eleven at Indian River and Kempsville.
It's right on the way to the POL meeting.
It's right on the way to the POL meeting. And if you ask nice, maybe Mark will give you a fishing tip with each box bought.
Now, wait a minute.
Hey.
Not cake cookies. Not cake, Joe. Cookies. We're selling cookies.
I didn't say what kind of tip, but.
All right, tight knot. There you go. All right. Well, I think that's all we got upcoming. I don't think I'm missing anything. You know what, I am going to say something on the air because I just saw tonight that Pepe Vidal of Florida, who we had the pleasure of fishing with the past two Florida trips at the Boondoggle and at the Adventure Fishing World Championships, I just saw has made the switch and he's now a member of the Native Watercraft team. So that's pretty cool. I'm happy to see that. Pepe is a great guy. So welcome aboard, Pepe. Looking forward to fishing with you more often. You'll be a good representative for Native, so glad to see that. Congratulations.
He's bringing his cigar.
He's probably smoking his victory cigar right now, but yeah, so very cool. Welcome. All right, so like I said at the top of the show, we are going to do kind of a get ready for fishing thing for us Mid-Atlantic people here who are just dying for winter to get the heck out of here and start fishing again, besides for our Elizabeth River saltwater fishery. That's about all we got going on this time of year in this area, but it won't be long until everything starts migrating back into the bay and up into the sounds and rivers. So everybody gets a little complacent sitting around in the winter, so it'll be time to start checking your gear, getting geared back up, getting everything ready to get on the water. So we're going to kind of hit across those points for the next couple of weeks. And tonight I thought it would be pretty cool because I just saw where the guys over at Gastastic Adventures had released the video from the Boondoggle event that was just held a few weeks ago in Merritt Island. So I thought, what the heck, everybody's getting into this video thing, filming. Half the time I forget to even bring a camera, let alone take pictures when I'm on the water. So I thought we'd get to these two guys here who seem to have a lot of love and passion for it. But we're going to kind of start tonight, just like I said, introductory. What would you want to do? And we'll go through the whole gamut and why these two got started. So I don't think we need to do much of an introduction here. Everybody by now probably knows both of these guys. We got Rob DeVore, who actually was the Tuesday night host that we are now in his slot, a bad backcast. He did the show for a couple of years. Welcome, Rob, and thank you for giving up some of your Tuesday evening.
Hey, no problem, man. Glad to be here.
And then we got your new partner in crime in this whole Yaktastic Adventures, Mr. Robert Lee, who is a local here to the Virginia Beach area, a member of POL, an all-around great guy. Just bought a brand-new Slayer, so you got to give him a shout-out for that, right? What's going on?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Hey,
how's it going, Loaders?
We're doing well. Doing well. All right, so we're going to right off the bat, we're going to have to find a system here. So I'm going to go with Devore, as Chris put it, and it's Rob L. or Miss or Lee. Because I know if I keep saying Rob, we're going to be having a whole bunch of confusion here. So,
who?
Anyway.
Who?
Yeah.
Who? What?
Yeah, see, what's Rob? Rob with an R.
The bald guy. The bald guy with the beard.
Yeah, that narrows it down even better. Thanks. All right, so we're going to go right off the bat just to kind of get refreshed on who you two, what's going on with you guys. So, Devore, what's up with you? What have you been into lately? And let's talk about the Yaktastic thing from your point of view.
Okay. The Yaktastic Adventures, we love, like, watching a lot of these fly fishing videos, okay? And we're like, man, we could make videos, you know, cool fishing videos like that, that are more like films than, you know, and kind of a cross between, like, an episode of Fly Nation or something like that. And, like, the GoPro videos, you know, like when you log on the pro sites and you see those awesome videos that they put out. So we wanted to do something kind of like that because we didn't know anybody that was doing, you know, it's all fly fishing. So we didn't know anybody that was doing that with kayaks, you know. So we just want to show, you know, how awesome it is fishing in kayaks. And we thought that, you know, our friends and stuff might like to see it. And, you know, so Rob Lee calls me up one day and he says, you know, hey man, how do you guys like, you know, what are you using to edit with and stuff, you know? So I told him, you know, about a Mac and all that stuff. And, you know, we just kind of started talking and became friends. And we said, you know, why don't we just put together something and then we can get people to contribute from everywhere. You know, if you got kayak fishing videos that are cool and you want to be featured in an episode, you know, we could put together a webisode and it would be cool. And, you know, but, you know, there hasn't been a whole lot of response with it. And, you know, some of the stuff that we are getting is kind of, you know, it's just like one angle and, you know, 30 minutes of like paddling around and stuff. And it's kind of, you know, we want to get a little bit different stuff. You know, I'm like, I don't know, I guess I'm like attention deficit or something because I got to, you know, be changing the shot and, you know, what you're looking at every 5 seconds or so. So, you know, if it's on the screen more than 10 seconds, it's like I get bored. So that's why it all always looks kind of weird and strange and all that stuff. But that's, you know, that was our intent to do that. And, you know, as we kind of went along, we kind of got better at it. We still haven't made an episode that we really, really, you know, are like, oh man, that's the coolest thing in the world, you know. So we're working on it. You know, we're both relatively new to the editing stuff, and you know, we just work hard at it, and it's a lot of fun, man. Spend a lot of hours doing it.
Very cool. So, all right. Well, I'll get to the questions later. And anybody in the chat room, if you got a question for these two, please chime in so we can get it asked tonight. The only time to ask it is, you know, it's the same in the Marine Corps. The only stupid question is the one not asked. So go ahead and ask it if you got anything that you want to ask. So, all right, Mr. Lee, how about you, buddy? How you doing? How's your whole fishing filming thing coming along for you?
Yeah, man, and it's coming along, man. I just, first and foremost, man, I want to, especially while I got, you know, some people in the chat room that's been doing this a while, man, that I wanted to shout out people like Kayak Kevin and Rob's Toy that, you know, they've been doing this, and that's kind of been kind of my inspiration behind a lot of it, man, for, you know, putting stuff together on video. And, you know, they do an awesome job at it, man, and, you know, I just want to shout those guys out first and foremost. And me, personally, I just like the aspect of being able to put a video together, man. It's kind of like a journal of a sort of your day, you know what I mean, your day out on the water. You know, it's no different than coming home telling your buddies a fishing story, you know what I mean? But it's, you know, in video form and then just putting an artistic approach to it, you know what I mean, where it is viewable. You're not just sitting there for a half an hour looking at somebody, like Rob said, paddling around. It's got a format to it, something that's quick, it's easy to the viewing eye, you know what I mean? You want to watch something and it just goes by, you know, with you want the, I want the feeling where you might have been watching it for 10 minutes, but it only felt like it was 2 minutes. You know what I mean? Because if you were so in tuned into it, you know what I mean, that you know it just grabs you and you watch and you're like, hey, it's over already, kind of leaving you wanting more. That's kind of what I'm looking for, man. And I see a lot of that in Kevin's videos and Rob's videos and such.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're trying to do, man. We let me cut you off there, Mark. But yeah, we'd love to have people out there just videotape some stuff, man, on your GoPro. You know, just edit it down in the small little portions of it, man, and send it to me and Rob, man, because we'd love to have not just you seeing our mugs on it all the time. You know what I mean? You know, you guys put something together and ship us a memory card or something, man. We'll edit it up and run it by you. If you like everything, you know how it looks, man, we put it in one of our little segments.
Yeah, that's got to be, we're going to talk about that too, but getting all that done, that's probably got to be, I know working alongside with Kevin at the shop, editing and all that, I think that's probably one of the biggest things. It's probably the hardest part about all this. You guys get all these hours and hours of footage, and then you got to try to chop it up, put it together. I couldn't imagine sitting at the computer that long. So real quick, whichever one of you can go ahead and just jump on board and what would you go for the basic setup, to start out of this?
There's a question in the chat room. I'm not sure if either one of the two could answer it, but somebody asked the GoPro 3 Black. Does the battery only have a 30-minute life?
I have the Hero 3. Yeah, I have the Hero 3, but I haven't noticed it to be that. You know what I mean? I found out that when I first got into it, I would, just kind of record things, just continuously. Like, I'd set up on a spot fishing, and, it might take me 30 minutes to get my first fish, so I'd have 30 minutes of my camera rolling. So, I'm like, now with the remote, I can kind of, if I get a hook up real quick, I just, hit my remote to turn it on. And if you do it in small, short segments where, when you go to edit it, it'd be in smaller, smaller portions so you can get to it and edit it down to exactly what you want. But I find that if you do it that way, and if you're not using it, just try to turn it off as much as possible. You know what I mean? And that's how I get more of a longer life for that. I'd say it probably lasts a little bit more than 30 minutes, I would believe. Probably more around an hour and a half is what you should be getting out of it, I think.
All right, so here's a stupid question because I don't own. Is that, you said it has a remote, but is that the GoPro 3, they all don't come with a remote. Do you have to buy that extra or?
Well, actually, the Hero 3 Black Edition, it comes with the remote. And, but if you have any of the older, the Hero 2s, you can buy the Wi-Fi back and the remote with it so you can have, so you can use a remote on it also.
I got you. Okay, cool. Someone just put, you can use your iPhone or GoPro.
Also, you can get the GoPro app and set it all up. You can go through your settings and all that stuff like that on there also, and use that as a remote also. But it's kind of one of those deals. If you're out on the water, you hook up with a fish. How much time do you have to grab your phone out of your pocket, unlock it, do whatever, access the app, and go from there. So I like using the remote because I can strap it right to my PFD and, just hit it, simultaneously when I hook up with a fish or something.
Gotcha. All right, so we'll go back to where I was getting at. So what's a good basic startup? Because like I said, there's some people in the chat room, some people I already saw that said they have a GoPro, don't know how to use it, don't have the instructions with it, or forget to bring theirs, or if they do bring it, maybe don't use it. So what would be a good basic? It doesn't have to be GoPro. Everybody says GoPro this, GoPro that, but I know there's other cameras and other ways on the market. I've seen both of y'all setups. I've seen Guy and Kevin with all of his his video cameras in the housing, the waterproof housing and all that, which, I'm sure that's a little higher end and bigger thing that you want to make sure you're taking good care of, so. What would you guys recommend for people just getting started that wanted to get into the filming and stuff like that? What's a good startup gear?
Well, it just depends. It just depends on your budget. The GoPros are, for what they are and in the kayak and everything, they're kind of hard to beat. Me personally, I don't have all the up to the minute GoPro stuff. I have a GoPro Hero that I wear on my head, and a GoPro 2 that I stick on the bow of the kayak for the hero shot. And I didn't even buy that, you know, brand new. I bought that from Rob Choi, and yes, he did. It did rub off some Rob Choi mojo on me, because ever since I started taking that thing out, I started catching like monster fish. So that part's good, but no, you don't. I mean, GoPros can, you know, they're an investment. They're good, but you know, you don't have to have those things. And it's basically whatever you're comfortable with, and whatever your, you know, whatever works for you, and whatever your budget can do. You know, it's you know, you can get a camera that I used for a long time. I mean, I still use them. Is a Swan Freestyle. Look it up on Amazon. It's about $160, and it's, they call it a poor man's GoPro. It still shoots in 1080p. It comes with a remote, comes with an LED screen, comes with a waterproof housing and the whole nine yards. And you know, it does, you know, it has its limitations. It's not a GoPro, but it's still a pretty good camera.
Right. Well, and like we said, some people just getting started, that might be the option to spend a low $100 price range and get them started. Now, on to that with the GoPros and all, I know Luther over there at Yak Attack that has all these great, you know, the Panfish mount and all those things. Do you guys use those? Is that a good option on the kayak for somebody that wants to get into, you know, also rigging their boat using, do you guys use those type of attachments?
Got one of those, Rob? I run the Panfish Portrait up front on the, you know, on the track system there on the Slayer. And then for my other one, man, it's a good idea too that I know everybody's got one laying around. I took the lower half of like a surf fishing rod, you know what I mean, and drilled a hole in it, put one of the little GoPro mount things on it, you know what I mean, so now I can just slide it in my rod holder just like a rod, you know what I mean. I had to electrical tape around it just to kind of get the thickness over, stay, you know, staying here nice and firm, but, you know, it makes a cheap camera mount and it gives you a good angle to, you know, kind of looking over top of you, you know what I mean. That's a cheap alternative for anybody that, you know, don't have the money for the Panfish mounts or the, you know, any of the other various mounts that they sell out there. And to touch on that, GoPro thing with, and the GoPros are like, found out that they're, you know, they're like cell phones, and it seems like every 6 months to a year, there's a new one coming out. So for people looking to get into it, man, it's a great option is to go look for like the original hero. You know what I mean? Slap it on a stick and go outside with it. Record it, peek over the fence at your neighbors with it. I mean, whatever you want to do, just kind of get used to it, you know, and, you know, get your angles and all that stuff, you know, and just go from there, man. It's no rocket science to it. Just record yourself doing what you do, man. That's the beauty of it, man.
And,
I had a GoPro in the very beginning. I had one like when it first came out. The biggest thing to me was, and I'm sure after a while you guys all get your little dots lined up and all, is like knowing this, because you can't look at it. There's no picture screen like on a camera you can see. So if your angle is not right, like, does that make sense what I'm trying to say? So that's the biggest thing to me with a GoPro is you don't really, I mean, you might look at it and think, okay, it's looking, the eye is looking in the right direction, and you do your thing all day on the water, you get home and you download it, and it's like, you see the birds or you see the water, but you are half your head or half the fish or whatever. So that kind of comes in frustrating.
I did that, man. I used to shoot it. I used to wear it on my head and shoot in the widescreen setting. And it was great, man. I'd be out there fishing and it'd be like pointing up too high or something. Because, if you're wearing it on your head and you got it set on widescreen, you got to have that thing set exactly right or else you're not going to see anything. And I mean, I'd be out there and I'd be like looking at my footage when I got home and it's like, oh yeah, look at this fish, blah blah blah, you know, and you can only see like the top half of the fish or the fish's back, you know, in a lot of sky. So yeah, that took practice, a little bit of practice. What I did with that was just I set the setting on the one that I wear on my head. The aspect ratio is like, I think 4:3 or something instead of 16:9. So that gets a lot more of the lower stuff, you know. It keeps your stuff in the picture, so to speak, you know. But Yeah, I don't use any of the any sort of mounting gear or anything like that. I'm all do it yourself. I put my front camera on. I use the actual, you know, when you get the GoPro and you take it out of the box, what the camera is attached to inside the box there, that little flat little base with a GoPro mount. I take that and I bungee it down on the front of my kayak. That's my front camera. And then if I take a third camera with me, I put it on a monopod and stick it in a rod holder somewhere, you know, either up front or behind me or above me or whatever. Whatever, you know, you can. It just gives me a lot of options.
Well, it's just like rigging a kayak for fishing. There's no right way or wrong way. It's what way works for you. So I guess everybody just has to get out there and play around with it and see how it works. So, very
absolutely.
Cool.
Oh yeah,
right,
Mark.
So now you
chime in,
you there, Mark?
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in real quick, like we were saying about the, you know, you can't see what you're looking at on the cameras, and like Rob was saying, if you shoot in a wide angle, but you know, most of those GoPros are made, you know, well, they are made with that kind of concave lens on it, man, that gives you that extreme wide angle, you know, look where it, you know, so you don't have to be as exact as you would. Yeah, you don't have to be as exact with pointing it. As long as it's in the vicinity of the area where you are, you're good. You know what I mean? It's, it makes up for the, you know, for having to be, instead of having to be right on you like a regular camera would be, and it, you know, pretty wide angle on them.
Very cool. All right, so we've kind of gotten the basics on the camera. So we've gone out in the water and we've done our filming and compiled a bunch together. Now is the part that I said a while ago, I know it's got to be frustrating. And you guys have already lost me once you started spitting out all those numbers and 60, 70, PhD, I-43, height. I don't know what all that stuff means. But I'm sure it even gets more confusing when we start getting into the editing world. So where do we go with that? Like, give me some ideas if I was going to just get started. And what's the best, easiest, do it for dummies kind of editing software? Or where do you guys like to start? Or what are we using?
I'll let Rob get in on that.
It just
he's a technical guy.
And wait a minute, Lee. So do you send your videos to Rob also? Let him go ahead and do
it. Oh, no.
Seems like a good deal to me. I mean, why not?
He's a technical guy, man. He can break it down for you. I'm just an idiot that's pretty good with my mouth. That's all.
No. I'm actually an idiot, a technical idiot when it comes to this stuff, you know. It's pretty much whatever you got to have, you know, you got to make sure your computer can run what you're doing. Anybody will tell you, Kayak Kevin will sit there and tell you, especially with all the stuff that guy does. I mean, he goes out, he turns the cameras on and just like changes batteries, man. I don't do anywhere near that amount. So, but what you got to have, this high definition video takes a lot of hard drive space, okay? So you got to have stuff that will, you know, that can hold that, you know, if need be. I personally do it the cheap way. I use an external hard drive to put my stuff on, you know, to store stuff because I don't have the resources in the big giant computers like, you know, that you need to work with the video. So you got to be able to have something to put your footage on and keep it there, and then you're going to have a lot of RAM or memory in your computer to be able to run your editing program, you know. So as long as you have that stuff, then it's basically, you know, what your budget is, again, for your editing software. So a lot of people like Windows Movie Maker. It's basic and stuff. I've never used it, but I know that a lot of people do use it.
Say it again just so for people...
Yes, Windows Movie Maker for Windows. I've never used it, but I know a lot of people. It's kind of popular, and it's, I don't know if it comes stock on computers, these, you know, Windows machines these days or anything like that. But I use a Mac, you know, myself, and I just have a Mac Mini, and it's not, you know, I souped up the RAM in it so that it runs a little bit faster and it'll run my editing programs. And I used to use iMovie. Rob Lee still uses iMovie. It's not a bad program to start editing on if you're new to it. to kind of learn on. It comes stock on every Mac. If you buy a Mac, you know, you'll get iMovie. But I've kind of graduated up to Final Cut Pro because it's a lot like iMovie. So that's what I like to use to edit with. Rob, you have like a Mac Pro, don't you?
Yeah, I just run the iMovie. But when I first originally started doing it, I had a PC, and I ran something called Corel Studio Pro. You can buy it in like Best Buy or any over in the editing software stuff. It'll run you about $80 in it, and it pretty much do the same thing. But like Rob said, once you start uploading all this, you know, high quality video, man, and you go to edit it on a machine that won't keep up with stuff like that, you get a lot of bad chop in it where it's not smooth. It won't let you dial it in on your edits and stuff like that. So you just have to be a little cautious on stuff like that before you go out and spend all this money on on some high dollar editing software, and then not, you know, your computer not be able to keep up with it. You know, that's just something to look into. You might even want to ask the technical guys up in the, you know, the geek squad, I guess you call them. Maybe ask one of them to set you on the right track with a computer if you're looking for something that, you know, like Rob said, something with a lot of RAM in it, something that can, you know, sift through all that high quality footage might be fast, so you can get it all edited up.
All right, we already lost me, so okay.
Yeah. All right, you know what you can do, Mark? You can just record, man, and just send it to one of us. That's all you got to do. You don't get no easier than that. You don't have to know the numbers and the lingo or anything, man. Just
I'm not joking, guys. I really have trouble
it.
Remembering to take out the camera and take pictures when I'm out in the water. I mean, I do very well. I do well when I have clients out there because I want to make sure I can capture their day and have them, you know, something to go home with or send them pictures once they get home. But I'm really bad about that. So to remember to hit a button on top of my head or press a remote while I'm in the kayak trying to catch a fish, I don't know. I'd probably get frustrated. You know, Corey, and everybody doesn't know, Corey Root's got a lot of great expensive camera equipment and does a lot of filming. And Corey says it best, you either got to fish or film. Tough to do both. And I kind of have to agree with him on that.
I agree with that to an extent. I mean, it is tough to do it, man, especially, well, I know with me, I like to shoot still shots and record and try to fish at the same time. So, but actually, it works out if you know what I mean, if you're out and fishing it slow, you know what I mean? It gives you something to do to pass the time and, you know, things like that, so.
Yeah, it's definitely hard, and I tell you, you watch the Kayak Kevin movies, and I tell you, after you go out and you start filming this stuff and start trying to do that, you have tons of respect for Kayak Kevin because he does all that stuff, and he's out there finding fish and paddling and turning cameras on and off and everything else. So it's definitely, you know, a lot goes into it, man. Seriously, you can't just you know, go out and grab a GoPro and you know, just go out and start. You know, start. I mean, that's essentially what you got to do. But, you know, it's a lot of work goes into it. I do that too, man. Sometimes I just want to go out and fish. And a couple of times this year, I've left the cameras at home just to go out and fish. You know, and there's other times when I just go out and, well, I'm really not going to fish that much. I'm going to do more video stuff. You know, concentrate on that a little bit more. But there's a lot goes into it, man.
I know. That's what I said. Working, you know, got Kevin and I are good friends. We work together at the tackle shop, and he's always telling me about all, you know. Yeah, I know. I was kind of trying to private message with him, but his fonts are all screwed up. It looks like a bunch of hieroglyphics over there, so I don't know what's going on.
What would you like to tell him? I can. My private messages seem to work fine.
Oh, because you're on a Mac, right?
I don't know,
they're all messed up. But, yeah, so that would be probably part of the frustration right there would just be the fact of all that time spent editing. But we'll go back to something at the top of the show, Mr. DeVore, you were talking about. So you want people to, your Yaktastic Adventures, besides for both of you doing your filming and putting together whatever the flavor of the day is on the video, you're also asking people to send in. So what are you looking for? You said before you're getting a lot of videos. So maybe you know, give us a little more of what you're looking for in these videos so people can submit them to you guys and you guys can do what you're trying to do over there at your site. So what is it exactly you're trying to get?
It doesn't have to be already edited. You know, it can just be your raw footage, and we're looking for, you know, what's it like fishing in your area? You know, what's a typical day out in a kayak fishing like for you? You know, and that's what we want to see. And that's what people, you know, we want people to send footage of that stuff, you know. And if you can get some other camera angles and stuff, that's great. If you can get some what I like to call B-roll footage, which is your scenery and stuff like that, what makes your area unique, you know, that's the kind of stuff that we want to see.
Right. I'm sorry, I'm reading the chat room. You know how that is, Rob, so.
Okay.
It's tough to do the show and do the chat room, but, so you just finished up the Merritt Island. I put the link up a little while ago, and I can do it again here if I can see what I did with it. So you guys just finished up the Merritt Island. How was that one? How long did that, what does something like that take? What would you say time-wise you spent on the Merritt Island video that you just finished?
Well, part of the time was I try to be very economic with the footage. You know, like, I don't turn the camera on for 20 minutes at a time or 30 minutes at a time or something like that. I try to be economic. I try to get, you know, 2 minutes of footage or less, you know, because that's what I'm going to use, you know. Otherwise, I got to comb through, you know, hours of footage, and, you know, that's not what I like to do. So, the process is a lot faster to me with short clips, you know, get it done, you know, shoot something, boom, there you go. And, you know, it's in 2 minutes or less, little clips like that. But as far as time, it just depends on, it didn't take too long to put it together.
That was a good point right there. So when we were talking earlier about filming, so if you do these little short, instead of just running the camera for a long period of time, it must make your editing job a lot easier too.
Well, yeah, but that's just me. Yeah. You know, everybody's different. I'm sure Kevin goes out there and, you know, to get that awesome shot in his video that, you know, something blowing up a top water or something like that, he's got to run the cameras a long time, I'm sure, you know. And go through a lot of footage to get to that.
I was going
to
say, ask Kevin how much time he spends on editing. I believe
yeah.
He spends a huge amount of time on editing.
Absolutely, man.
You got to think if he, you know, Kevin's putting together, you know, a video that's, you know, I don't know, what, an hour and some change long. You got to think, you know, what Rob just did, me and him just did was maybe 16 minutes. So, I mean, you know. And Rob can tell you just the amount of time it took just to put that together, man. So that right there just gives you an idea of how much, you know, how much raw footage and stuff he's got, you know, how much he's got and how much he puts into it, man. I think a lot of people need to realize that, man, just because it's an hour long, yeah, I bet he's probably got 100 hours worth of stuff, probably even more than that, actually.
He just put in the chat room all day long. He spent
all
day long editing.
Absolutely.
He said,
it shows.
After 3 days, I'm going through way over 100 hours of footage.
Yeah, it shows, man. You know, and that's what I'm saying. You know, in order to do, like, to get that, you know, a fish blowing up on a topwater or something, you know, you got to have that camera running the whole time. Or like, in that one, in the one Kayak Kevin movie where he was, like, I think it was like a big giant manta ray jumped out of the water behind him or something. You know, the camera's got to be running for that kind of stuff. So you got to go through tons and hours and hours of stuff just to get that 5 seconds, you know. And that's what.
Plus, what a lot of people don't think about too is you can video until your eyes bleed, but if you Kevin can go out and actually catch the fish too, man. That's another problem, man. It's different if you want to go out and try to achieve something like get. All right, man, I want to get me a trout on film and get me some flounder on. It's like with anything else, When you put your mind to it and you go out and actually try to do it, it ain't as easy as, you know, just saying, well, I'm going to go get this. It seems like it's three times harder when you're out there trying to get something, you know what I mean? But, so, I mean,
it's
to be able to roll, Yeah. To roll those cameras continuously like that, man, he picks up so much stuff that the average person wouldn't be able to get, man. And that's what makes his videos and stuff like that, you know, so different from everybody else's.
He just put 6 cameras, 4 hours at a time, usually change all of them out twice a day.
Yeah. And probably has a giant hard drive full of stuff, you know, back
home. Wow.
You got to organize stuff.
Yeah,
you got to think he's been running some terabytes somewhere.
I don't think anybody really has a serious idea how much goes into these videos.
Yeah, it definitely, I mean, and I do it, I mean, I don't do it anywhere near like Kayak Kevin does it, and it's you know, he goes through hours and hours of stuff. When I come home from a day fishing, I might have 30 minutes of footage from the whole day, you know, if that, maybe, you know. So I'm just running it in little 2-minute clips here and there, you know. You want to get some footage of this, you know, paddling, or you want to get some footage of, you know, taking the kayak off the truck, or, you know, whatever, you know. But at the end of the day, people want to see fish. And if you can't pull, you know, you got to be able to get a fish in there, you know, to put a fish on your video. Because that's ultimately what people want to see. They don't want to see you paddling around, and they don't want to see you getting your kayak off the back of your truck. You know, that's kind of like secondary. They want to see you pulling a fish, and, you know, the bigger the better.
It's true. Right? Somebody just put up in the chat room that if they're, for anybody listening on the app or podcast, they can't read the chat room, obviously. Holy cow, I hate when this thing keeps scrolling back away. If anyone, oh, man. How do you get this thing to hold still?
You can't. What particular at the speed it's moving now? Philip, can you
anyone
please
is considering a POV camera, compare the VIO POV HD system, about $100 more than the Hero 3, but has, and there it goes again, but has a number of additional features that the GoPro doesn't have.
I haven't.
What's that?
I haven't played with one of those, but I've heard of them.
Yeah, so there's another camera to look at. VIO POV HD. VIO-POV.com. I'm trying to get that stupid chat room to quit scrolling.
Oh, yeah, you ought to see some of the stuff that I'm reading here.
No, I'm trying not to. I'm trying to focus on the show.
Pretty funny, though, what Tom Wondheim just put.
Yeah, slow motion wind knot there. Yeah.
Tom Bunderheiden said it's sort of kind of like filming porn. Never turn off the camera.
Kendall's giving me a computer tip there. Wow.
And then you say big, yeah, kind of like, what do you say? Kind of like filming porn. You just let it go, and then they say what? Bigger is better, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we all know how that goes with the fish. How you can make a fish look bigger.
All right. We haven't had to edit a radio show yet. It must not be tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, like Kevin said, the slow motion wind knot would be pretty cool. Get it in there, you know, going forward, and then maybe a little reverse action, you know, coming back. If you send me that, Tom.
Yeah, but you gotta get the audio, you know, going no.
Even Kevin said slow-mo wind knot would be cool.
Yeah.
Well, we know the guy that everybody just has to tag along with and just bring their cameras out. Mr. Burns,
yeah,
now he's going
really
fishing. Once he going
really
fishing again?
Some of that croaker footage, man. That's what we really want to get.
Oh, my God. You don't even want to start that. Don't mention that.
Oh, he already said it earlier.
If we can get some croaker footage and some singing, man, that'd be top notch right there.
That should not be difficult.
The Silver Drum Fishing Show. The Silver Drum Fishing and Singing Show.
Oh, that would be funny.
It's called Singing and Slinging, right? Tom D. Fishing Show. There you go.
We'll have him as a special guest. We should make that happen. We'll have the Tom Bunderheiden movie.
I have a movie short that I talked to Kevin about with us croaker fishing. That'll be a hot seller right there.
Oh, Tom, video. Seven together, and then add a little tally to it. Who is going to outfish you? Oh, yeah. And Rob is going to come and film it. Come on. We can make this happen.
Then on commercial breaks, we'll do the wind knot.
Yeah, but the funny thing is you probably try all day long to try to film that, and you'd never get it.
Right.
But as soon as you... Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You don't know Kevin. You don't know Kevin. Not kayak Kevin, the other Kevin, wind knot Kevin. It'll probably happen. It probably happens when he's carrying the rods from the garage to the car. He probably gets the wind knot. So he could probably get it.
That's good. But do you splice it together, or do you just pull it off?
Yeah. He has to re-spool often.
Yeah, Kevin just said it will happen. Kaya Kevin said they need to go croaker fishing in Argentina. That's where they have those gigantuous croakers.
Yeah. Vanderheiden would never come home. He'd be calling his wife to send his stuff to Argentina.
Yeah, just send me some cake here and there.
That's right. So what's in the future for Yaktastic Adventures? What do you guys got coming up next? Anything?
I got a couple of projects that I'm working on myself. Chuck has stepped up to the plate, and he has thrown forth the gauntlet and said, hey, listen, when you guys get to 500 likes, he's going to give away a Chucktastic prize pack. Now, I don't know what it is. He hasn't said anything yet, but he promises it'll be legit. So maybe if you don't like our page, go ahead and like us. We're at Yaktastic Adventures on Facebook, and what we're going to do is pull a number. Everybody gets a number when we do this, and then we do a random number generator, and we'll pull, you know. I think last week Steve McInerney won a Swan Freestyle camera that we sent him for hitting 200 likes.
Wow.
So, what do you got going on, Rob?
Oh, man, I just wanted to actually put some insight on the our next little webisode, or, you know, so to speak, coming up, man. I know that Rob's going to be kind of working on his side of it. I think he might have something in the works now. But I want to encourage everybody, man, especially with the upcoming spring, man, get out and just put some video together, man. We love for you guys to send it to us, man, so we can, you know, put it in our next webisode. And I know me and Rob will be getting together on a time frame that we're looking at, man. But definitely with the spring coming, man, you know, us up here trying to dig out of winter, man, to get these fish biting so we can get out and do a little video. And so definitely encourage everybody to get out and do a little and send it to us.
Andy Bukowski just said, you better listen to R. Lee or he'll slap you. Andy's another one that does a lot of
video.
Filming. And, yeah, does a lot of pictures and filming. Great photographer. So but he's going to slap everybody.
Oh, yeah,
now he's going on to very hard. And but I just got a little offended in the chat room because my local competitor and guide, Speckle Trout Joe, everybody knows him by, just told me in the chat room publicly, so that really hurt, that you guys have already contacted him. You want to film him on a charter. So that kind of hurts because I thought you guys had a little more respect for your cameras and your time than to go out there and spend a day watching Joe tie on the 30,000 jig heads he just bought and recheck them and tie them on. So I don't know. I kind of wonder what was going on with that.
I tried to shoot video of him, you know, when you all showed up at Handler's Fishing Supply there at the Boondoggle, and he said he was too tired, man, you know, so.
He wicked pissed it out, man. He didn't think, what happened, Joe?
Somebody wrote in the chat room that they think what you guys were trying to film was just to interview the survivors who ever made it back from a day of fishing with Joe.
There you go.
Yeah, Joe is very moody. You got to feed him first. Joe is very moody if he's hungry.
Yeah, he works for food. When you take him out on a trip, you got to pack two lunches, one for yourself and one for the guys.
Awesome. Melita wants to know, how can she send you guys videos? She apparently has something, but it's too big to email.
The other thing, we don't do, like, we don't do Dropbox and all that stuff, because that's, like, way over our technical knowledge. I've tried to do some of that stuff before, and it's just, you know, whatever. But, yeah, if you got it, let me know. Send me an email on Yaktastic Adventures. Send me a message on Facebook. And, I'll give you my address. Actually, I need your address, and I'll send you a flash drive. Put it on the flash drive and mail it back to me. And that's the best way for me to, or Rob, to get your footage. Either way. We've tried Dropbox. We've tried several different things, and it's just, the person on the other end can figure out how to do it, but for some reason, I'm like a technical idiot when it comes to that sort of thing. So I apologize in advance.
Well, everybody else is suggesting other ways of doing it. Like Kevin said, put it on YouTube. Somebody else said to put it in your Google box and send them the link.
All that stuff is...
And the Dropbox is also mentioned. So you guys got to get on it. You guys got to get on
it. What is a Dropbox?
It's a program where you put your files in there, and then you upload them, and then whoever you're sharing them with can download them. You can do it with pictures, video, audio, whatever.
It's a community little site. You can set up anybody you want on it, yeah.
But again, I tried doing stuff on YouTube and, like, grabbing the stuff off of YouTube. But, again, it takes technical knowledge, and I'm an idiot.
That's pretty funny that you guys can do all that, but you got problems with the other stuff. That's good. That makes me feel better now. I don't feel like such an idiot.
You can do it, Mark. It's easy, Mark. You can do it, man.
To me, it's easy.
I'll just fish with you guys. How about that?
Okay, we'll
have to put together. Maybe get with you, Mark, man. We'll have to put together you a first landing commercial or something, man. Get you some people. You know what I mean?
I want to see what you do with Joe's trip first, because then I got all kind of work.
You gotta do that, so then you can one up him after that, man. We'll do his first. Then we can one up him.
That's awesome.
What's that?
Somebody's asking. I just misspelled Yaktastic. I am so sorry.
Oh no.
Yes,
okay.
Oh, you're done. Well, we've got you guys over to 313 now, so thanks. We got some listeners. I'm assuming that went over and gave you some likes. So we bumped you up a few tonight.
Awesome. Thanks for that, man. We appreciate that. So remember, the faster we get to 500, the faster somebody wins a Chucktastic prize pack. Again, I don't know what it is, so I can't say, but he promises it'll be epic.
That's exciting. Melita,
it's probably gonna be a pro staff prize pack, man.
Pro staff.
Yeah, they got all the good stuff, man, so I'm sure there'll be something good.
Well, it sounds like you got competition now, because Melita has started her own video website, and it's called Slaptastic, Pickle Me Tackle Video Production.
All right, we're shutting it down then, man. We can't compete.
Yeah, you guys are done. Yeah, she's already got 314 likes. Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
One way I laughed.
With Charlie catching Melita's husband there catching a 51-inch redfish at the Boondoggle, man, that's awesome, man. First it was Kevin, and now it was Charlie. So that's two Boondoggles in a row. Somebody's got a 51-inch redfish, man. So that's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. Very awesome. But that's not for her. That was him. So she can't, she's going to share her own stuff on there. So.
I wanted to, hey, man, that would be something to get video of.
Free cupcakes.
Oh, all right, we're definitely done now.
She's bribing. She's bribing now.
Wow.
Yeah, Tom V's going to be at your doorstep now.
All she got to do is, what was that place we went to in Chokoloski, Rob? Savor? Where do we go?
The Havana.
The Havana, yeah. You got to bribe people with that one.
Some leche, coffee con leche. Mmm, yummy.
Do you guys have breakfast there?
No, but we went back for more of that coffee con leche.
Yeah, wow. We got some more coffee and a couple cigars out of there. Yeah, great place. If you guys are ever down in Chokoloski, that what was it again? Havana Cafe.
Havana Cafe. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome. Awesome.
I'll tell you guys.
Now we're going
this.
Out to the food side of the show.
I'll tell you this right now. We went out to dinner. It was, you know, down at the AFWC there, and Mark ate this, like, gigantic, I don't know how you ate that. It was
I never get to tell fat boy stories. Thanks, Rob. Thanks. All right, cool.
No, dude, it's really good, but I just...
It was the chicken parmesan, which was kind of funny that I went to a Cuban restaurant and ordered chicken parm, but I was thinking about the carbs and the noodles, saying we're going to be paddling 18 miles the next day, so...
Wasn't that epic, though?
Right.
Oh,
you know, I'm
going to
tell a funny story about my husband's marketing food.
All right, I'm going to sign off. Now. Great, everybody. Thanks for listening.
That delicious grouper that we had at the, at the award ceremony.
Yeah.
And it was quite a hefty portion, was it not?
It was.
So I ended up giving Mark half, and while Mark wasn't looking, Chip's son, Brad, ended up putting half of his fish on Mark's plate, too. Mark didn't even flinch. So not only did he finish my grouper, he also finished Brad's grouper, too. We didn't tell him till the next morning. I said, Mark, did you not notice that it was...
I noticed I was full.
Hey, man, he was hungry after paddling, like, what, 15, 20 miles, man.
Hey, wait a minute. Now to come to think of it, Rob, you were sitting next to me and you didn't stop any of this from going on. So I don't want to hear
it.
I wish we would have gotten pictures.
Ah, man.
That was
funny. Well, the fat kid's in the house now. All right, everybody. Thanks. Well, those are two great meals. The two only meals I had down there were great. So that was worth it right there.
Yeah, the Havana Cafe, man, if you're in Chokoloski, man, that place, they're only open like 3 months out of the year, too. But that place, that's absolutely epic.
Yeah,
I love
great place.
That is great.
Very good. All right, well, it's the top of the hour. I think we've covered it all. I hope everybody has gotten some knowledge out of this. We appreciate you two calling in tonight and helping update us a little bit on the video stuff. We're going to keep our eye on Yaksastic over there. Look for that 500 mark. Maybe when you're getting close, you call in the show, one of the two of you, and let everybody know so we can all keep it. We want to get you to that 500 so we can just see what in the world Chuck's offering up. But and to get you guys up there. Everybody wants to keep up and follow you. And you already said, so for sending in videos, for anybody who's interested, where do they go?
Just email me, message me on Facebook at the Yaktastic Adventures page, and I'll send you a flash drive, put your footage on there, mail it back to me, and we'll be good to go.
Yeah, I just want to chime in right quick too, Mark. Man, for anybody that's here locally that, you know, don't want to deal with any type of, putting it in the mail or anything like that, man, you know, you guys can reach me at any of the Pirates and Lynnhaven meetings or even now, any of the TKA meetings or anything like that, man, you can, you know, approach me at any of those and hand it to me, and I'll, you know, get it all edited up for you, man, and keep in touch with you like that, you know, for anybody that don't want to send it over the mail or anything.
Yeah, he doesn't have a life. No,
Rob can, he can do photos too, man. He can, you know, we just updated the Yaktastic Facebook page there today with some pictures, and I believe, didn't you take all those with your iPhone, Rob?
Most of the a lot of them might do with it. If not that, they're either that or GoPro steel shot, you know, off the GoPro. Or I do have a DSLR camera too, man. So it just makes it's a lot harder to carry that thing around with me, man. So usually it's either my iPhone, probably 85% of the time, 80% of the time it's my iPhone. Yeah.
Those are some awesome pictures, man.
It's just easier, man. It's easier to do it with that little camera than it is to carry around Mark's getting anxiety just thinking about toting all those cameras around.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. Like I said, we're going to tag you guys along. I'll just let you know when we're fishing. You can come on out. I'll charge the battery for you.
There you go.
What's that?
While I'm at it, man, I just want to thank everybody out there, man, that like the page or like anything that we put together, man. You know, we just want to say, you know, thanks to everybody that's liked our page and watched our videos and everything, man. Just thanks. You guys too, Double L. Thanks for having us on, man.
Anytime.
We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
You're always welcome. You guys know the number. Rob, I know you know it, so. Very cool. All right. Speckled Trout, Bald-Headed Joe, you're not getting any more out of me tonight. You're going to have to go because you chickened out, so that's an inside joke. But anyway, I'll get you next week, Joe. Everybody, we thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out to my sponsors there with Native Watercraft. Again, I cannot thank those guys enough for that awesome event that they put on down in the Everglades 2 weeks ago. Great time. Looking forward to next year already. If you guys aren't marking your calendars or at least keeping your calendars open for that event next year, you're wrong, because it is going to be even better next year, I can only imagine. So, great time. Thank you, Astro, Warner Paddles, and Daiwa Fishing Equipment. And thank every one of you for tuning in. You guys make the show go. Oh, yeah. And we also, Chris and I, have just recently gotten our tailing toad gloves and buffs, or what do you some. I don't know what the heck they're called. But anyway, we're looking forward to using those once we can get on the water. So it's time for spring to get here. Mother Nature got to quit playing these little games of teasing us around here with 65-degree days, and 2 days it's going to be 45 for a high. So hopefully the weather will straighten out soon. Again, thank everybody for tuning in, listening, and don't forget to follow up the rest of the week with the new Freshwater Show with Mark Wheeler tomorrow night, Thursday night. The tree hugger, Chip Gibson himself, and roll back around next Monday for Redfish Chuck. Thanks again, everybody. Chris, you didn't hit any buttons tonight. What's going on?
No, I didn't, but I'm willing to give Joe one more shout-out, not that he deserves it. Remember TKA meeting on the 23rd. Mark is going to be doing 101 kayak fishing. Should be a riot. Joe, I didn't do it for you because you chickened out, man. Anyway,
yeah, I was watching that whole thing. I was waiting to see what happened.
I had my cursor on his name. I so wanted to kick him out. It's not even funny. Anyways, remember safety is the weather at this point. It's so unpredictable. Keep that in mind when you go on the water. Remember, take your children fishing. There are our next generation anglers. Good night, everyone.
Hey, wait a minute. Oh, never mind.
Did he say it?
No.
What were you going to wait? What?
I had a text message. Is Robert Lee still on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So Dave Kimball, now, I don't know. I just saw on my phone I had a text. I wasn't looking at it during the show. Dave Kimball, who's listening live on his iPhone, wants you to tell everyone what DFK is, if you're able to. I don't know if I'm just getting set up or something.
that's censored there, man. I
got you. I was figuring that, but I wanted to give the benefit of the doubt. So, all right, good try there, Kimball. But my boy Robert Lee had my back and didn't spread it. So, very good.
You got to come to the next boondoggle, man, and let it, you know, campfire story. That's the best way to hear it.
I got you. Very good. All right, everybody. Thank you. Go ahead, Chris. Later. Kick Joe out.
I sure did.
Bye-bye, Joe.
Good night, right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Tight lines, no matter where you're fishing.
Good night.